Right now, it's time to bring in Pat Pagano, and we'll get the deals about the weather forecast and more. Good morning there, Pat.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm a little tired this morning. I adopted a cat whose owner passed away, and the cat has been on the run for about 3 weeks because he normally was used to being in the house overnight. But anyways, he was on the run, so they caught him. And he got initial shots and everything, so he came to the house yesterday. But because he's a new cat entering the house, and we have to get him to a full veterinary screening, everything, which is going to happen beginning tomorrow. So I had to arrange the house where he is isolated alone. And the only place I can do that is my bathroom. So I moved Genghis, who normally stays most of the time in the bathroom, moved Genghis out to my bedroom. Georgia, she just goes all around every place, and she's no problem. And then I've got Bauer and none other than Emma, and now Genghis all in the same area, which is has never happened before. So I didn't sleep that well because, of course, you heard hissing in between Emma and Genghis all night long. But I also, every couple hours, wanted to go in and just say hello to Johnson so he could start, to calm down and everything. So it was kind of a strange night. And I'm a little tired this morning, but it'll all be worth it. He goes to the vet on Wednesday, and when he comes back Thursday or Friday, we should all be able to be together, one big happy family.
Nice. So now you have three cats.
Well, no, now I'll have four again.
Four cats.
Four cats and one doggy. And then, of course, the two cats here at the station.
She.
My middle name is Meow.
Guess so.
MMM. Guess so. Marshall Meow Miles.
Okay. Yeah, as you know, I'm not a...
You're not a cat person.
I'm not a cat fan, but... which we'll call it. I would never, ever, of course, mistreat a cat. So, yeah. And I do think some cats are really, really pretty. I just don't trust them.
I never was a cat fan until many, many years ago when I lived in Augusta, Maine, and a big old cat was a barn cat. And after living in Augusta for a year, I was moving away, and I had the U-Haul hooked to the back of the car, and I had my front door open because I was still loading things, getting set to go. And Gus just hopped in the car. He knew. So he hopped in the car. And from that point on, I've been a cat fan as well as a dog fan.
Interesting.
He just hopped in the car. He knew that, I think I'm going to be alone here, and I kind of liked having this family around, so I'm going to go with them. So from that point on, I became a cat whisperer.
Interesting. Yeah, I have a friend, that lives at next town over that has three cats. And they always have three. If one passes, they get another one to replace it. And they have three cats. And, they jump on the mantle. You're sitting, you're having dinner. Some of them will jump on the table while you're eating. And if they don't jump on the table while you're eating, they'll go over to the side there where the counter is, where the food is, and jump on there. So these are things that, if I had a cat, I'd make sure that that doesn't happen. But
if you had a cat, you'd never have to worry about the thing you worry about the most.
Yeah, the mice.
Mice, they're now, I don't declaw my cats either. My cats are cats. They have claws in the front and back.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of people do that, right. And they say that's not a good idea right?
No, because they can't defend themselves if something happens, at least.
Right.
But, I mean, you go through a lot of furniture.
Yeah, see?
You go through a lot of furniture, but for every animal you rescue, you're actually saving two, because you're saving space for another animal now to go to that rescue.
Right, exactly.
So it's all worthwhile. Yeah. Now, anyways,
it's quiet. Now, yeah. I could tell you right now that when we get to Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's a toss-up. It could go either way. It could either stay dry and warm, or it could be wet. I don't know which way it's going. I could tell you that since I have plans to get up to my lake house Saturday, that is probably going to lean more toward it being wet, so that I won't be able to go. But I'll see. Sun and clouds will do it today, 75 to 80. Clear tonight, 50 to 55. You're in the mid-80s Wednesday and sunny, so a real warm day. Thursday, partly cloudy, a little bit cooler, 75 to 80. And on Friday, I'm just saying some sun with the chance of a shower in the middle 70s. No outlook for the weekend just yet. It's only Tuesday. I will wait and see how the modeling handles all of this come tomorrow.
So we'll have a better idea tomorrow. Not an actual idea, but a better idea.
But a better idea, yeah. And I really need to get up there because I have to mark off the space where I am renting the porta potty this year. It's a flushable porta potty because you know, the outhouse up the hill and in the woods is not cutting it. It's just not cutting it. So a lot of people have been doing that, and I'm doing the same thing. But in order for them to deliver it, I need to mark off the space and have a little platform built. So I got to get up there. So I don't know when I'm doing it, Marshall, but the weather will let me know.
So by doing that, you don't even have to service it then?
No, they come once a week. They come once a week, and they completely clean it. And like I said, it's flushable. They give you everything, sanitizer, you know, paper toweling, toilet paper, the whole bit. Everything is done once a week. And look at it this way. It's only going to be used on weekends, and then it's going to be locked. I made sure, because I said to the guy, I said, do these have a, you know, could I put a lock on it? He goes, yeah, I would suggest a combination. He said, and you just give us the combination so that when we come, we can clean it. I said, not a problem. So that's what I'm going to do. So nobody will be using. They come, I think he said on Monday, they do come and clean it, which means it'll be clean the entire week. So when I get there on the weekend, I know nobody has used it, and it's nice and clean.
Well, I got a funny story about porta potties. Years and years and years ago, when it used to cost like $15 a ticket to go see the Giants, and it used to cost only $3 to park at the Meadowlands, I used to go down on a big bus with seven other people, and we used to go down to see the Giant games. And because we had a driver, we didn't have to worry about drinking or anything. So it's now the end of the game, okay? And when you go down on the bus, you wait about an hour before you leave. You wait for the traffic to go away. And, of course, I was a little tipsy because I had a little too much to drink. And my friends said to me, we bet you can't get that outhouse moving, rocking back and forth. This is back when I was like 400 pounds. So I looked at them and I said, what's the bet? They said, well, we'll each chip in $5 if you can do it. So I did it. I went and I started moving, boom, boom, boom. And before long, I had it rocking. Not a lot, but like 6 inches each way. And then I found out there was a woman inside.
Oh, I thought you were rocking it from the inside.
No, from the outside. There was a woman inside.
Oh, goodness.
So I stopped. She opened up the door, Pat. She was covered from head to toe. I felt so bad. And they knew that she was in there. I didn't. I didn't think to check that little latch on the door that says, you know, in use.
Occupied, yeah.
I felt so bad for her. She didn't charge me, though. She didn't. She was mad at me, but she didn't have me arrested or anything like that.
That's very funny. That's very funny.
It's funny, but it's wrong. It was wrong. It's one of those things in my life. There's three or four things I've done in my life that still to this day, I'll shoot up. I'll be sleeping like a baby, and I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and I'll say to myself, why did I do that? I wish I could find that person and apologize. It still bothers me to this day. It still bothers me to this day.
It reminds me, It reminds me of a story, and I know what you mean, because I talk to everybody, and I just like talking to people. And this goes back to when I was on Long Island, and I used to go to the library almost, every week, get books and videos and stuff like that. And one time there was this lady there. She was very, very nice. I brought my books up, and I looked, and it appeared she was pregnant. And I said to her, when is it due? Oh. And she said, when is what due?
And you should have said the train.
I should have thought real quick. She was not pregnant.
No.
I turned her red. I apologized. And she said to me, you should think before you ask. And I said, yeah, you're right. I walked out of there. I came home. I told my mom. And my mom said, well, you meant well. I said, yeah, but.
Doesn't matter.
I said, I'm so. I said, I feel so bad. I said, maybe I'm going to go get a bouquet of flowers and bring it back to her. And my mom said, what are you, crazy? I said, no. So I went to a convenience store, I bought a bouquet of flowers, and I brought it back to her. And I said, I'm very sorry. And she smiled and accepted it. And that's all she said. Nothing.
Oh, well. These things happen in life. But like I said, there's two or three of these instances where I still to this day.
You wish you could.
I get up and I say, oh, my God.
Yeah. Me too. So I've learned now to just keep my mouth shut.
I've never learned that, unfortunately, but so I'll probably keep accumulating those oh my God minutes. All right, so let's recap this forecast.
It's very easy. Sun, cloud, 75 to 80 today, but tomorrow, boy, short sleeve alert, mid 80s, sunny.
All right, just heard from Arjun. His wife got her first COVID-19 shot.
Great.
Arjun over in India. So good for him. Say hello to Anita for me, Arjun. All right, Pat, that'll do it. I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
All righty. Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.